We are not like that. Krishna is all, so all this is the consciousness movement is also. Large all of Krishna. And Krishna says that 40 million years ago I spoke this Bhagavad Gita to Sangha. So where is the history? Where your history stands? Your history cannot be chronological table more than 3,000 years. So, Vedic culture is very old, but it's not a concocted thing or a new pattern. It is eternal, therefore it is called Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. It has no beginning, no end. Sanatana. So, Vedic culture means Sanatana eternal. Krishna is eternal. We living entities, we are eternal. And our relationship and exchange of loving service with Krishna is also eternal. Krishna is eternal. We are eternal. And our dealings with Krishna is also eternal. But sometimes it becomes interrupted by this maya, which is called sapna. Sapna means dreamland. As dream has no fact, it is all hallucination. Similarly, our detachment from Krishna is also an hallucination. Actually, there is no detachment. And when we are covered by this hallucination, just like in dream, we cry, oh, here is a tiger, here is a tiger. Tiger, where is tiger? Similarly, this forgetfulness of Krishna is like that. So, if we simply follow the rules and regulations given by the great acharyas, then immediately we can revive our Krishna consciousness. It doesn't take even seconds. The method, just like you are dreaming, crying, there is tiger, tiger, and if somebody pushes you, well, why you are doing that? And if you immediately begin to ask, well, no, all tigers finished. All tigers finished. So one has to give the push that there is no tiger. Immediately the whole hallucination is gone. So this pushing method is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu person, Krishna person. Jivi jago, jivi jago, gora chanda bol. Gora chanda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking everyone, wake up. He say, dreaming. Wake up. Jivi jago, jivi jago, gora chanda bol. Koto nidra jao maya pishachiga koli. Why you are sleeping on the lap of this maya illusory energy? Why you are sleeping? Jivi jago, jivi jago, gora chanda. Get up. Bhojiva bolia ene samsara vitare. Bulia rohide abhidhara gosha. When we are in the womb of our mother, the situation was so troublesome that we remember at that time Krishna. Krishna, just like when we are in great trouble, we sometimes remember God. Similarly, that condition, backed up condition, when the child and the baby gets consciousness back, death means unconscious for 7 months, that's all. That is death. There is no death. Death means I give up this body enter the womb of another mother's body. And the mother nourishes by the material, the intestine joined with the baby. The mother supplies it through the pipe. And the child grows. When it is fully grown, then gets back his consciousness. So at that time, it becomes very much troublesome to remain in that packed up condition. So those who are pious, virtuous, they remember at that time. Oh, Krishna, I am again put into this condition. Don't laugh, it is a very serious subject. Try to understand. So, everyone has passed this condition, but by the influence of Maya forgets. So, Bhojibo Bolia Enu Samsara Chitare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, at that time again I promise, this time by coming out of my mother's home, I shall become a devotee. But as soon as he comes out, he began forgetful. This is going. There is no science, so-called science, to know. The scientist who knows these are facts. How we are passing through repeatedly unpleasant conditions. Well, as soon as we get a little light with this body, we forget everything. That is called Maya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the point pushing. Enechi ausadhi maya nasi varo lagi. Now I have brought this. It's like you have no experience in your country. In India, still there are snake charmers. If one is bitten by the snake, he remains unconscious. By mantra, he can be brought into consciousness and life. If a man is snake bitten, he's sleeping wise. Don't sleep, then he can sit at the end. Don't center the thought. It will disturb you. Yes. Enechi ausadhi maya nasi varo lagi. Lord Chaitanya says that I have brought the medicine. Maya nasi varo lagi. That's like the snake charma, the chant mantra. That is factual. It is not story. Medical practitioner friend of mine, when he was a student in Lucknow, he stated that there is a palace building, Chatarmandir in Lucknow. There is some government office. So there were several snake bite cases. Several men were killed by snake bites. So, they could understand that there is a venomous snake in this building, they had the opportunity to bite. So, one snake charmer was searched, and one Mohammedan snake charmer, he came, and he captured that snake and took it out. Now these medical students, they do not believe in this mantra. They are surprised. They think that snake bite means finish. There is no medicine. So they were very much, because they are students, very much inquisitive, they went to that charma at his place and wanted to know from him, what is the secret? Is it a fact, that mantra? So, he said, All right, I shall show you. So he opened one box, and several hundred snakes immediately came out. And all the students, they become so insistent, some are crying, some are disrespectful. Yes? And the Charma said, don't be worried. So long I am here, they will not bite. And don't think that these snakes are without poison teeth. So he took some of them and showed that here is the poison teeth, not that. The poison teeth has been taken out. The poison teeth is there. But by our mantra, he is subdued. He cannot do any harm. So the doctor, student, medical student inquired that can we not use this mantra? Well, no, you cannot. Because it has to be perfection by practice, there is process. So this is a material mantra. The spiritual mantra, Hare Krishna, if you practice it just according to the rules and regulations, you become relevant. Namabhas. There are three stages of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. The first stage is Namaparas, offensive. And then the second stage is Namabhas. And the third stage is Shuddhana. Generally, in the beginning, we are offensive. Therefore, 10 kinds of offenses should be avoided. So, while trying to avoid the offenses, it becomes Namabhas. And in the period of Namabhas, one becomes liberated. And when he chants Shuddha, he directly sees Krishna and enjoys his company. That's why Haridas Thakur, Jagannath Das, Bhavaji used to do. So there is so much perfection in this. So we are sleeping under the spell of this Maya. And this is the only medicine in this age. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Yogi. Kalo Nasti, 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 Nasti. This is a fact. If you take it seriously and do it nicely, this very life will become liberated. Without any doubt. That's a fact. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Iha hoite sarva siddhi hoive tuma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you will get all perfection simply by chanting this Hare Krishna.
The devotees of Lord Vishnu offer all kinds of sacrifices for his pleasure. The devotees are always attached to service of the Lord, whereas fallen souls are attached to the pleasures of material existence. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that anything performed in the material world for any reason other than for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu causes further bondage for the performer. It is enjoined, therefore, that all acts must be performed sacrificially for the satisfaction of Vishnu and the devotees. This will bring everyone peace and prosperity. The great sages are always anxious to do good to the people in general, and as such, the sages headed by Shomaka and others assembled at this holy place of Naimisharanya for the program of performing a great and continuous...
This holy place, that is significant. Just like chanting here in Nanna and chanting in Vrindavan, there is a difference. There is a difference. Because that holy place gives extra stimulus. Priti tad vasati sthale. Therefore, one who is advanced in spiritual consciousness, he develops a piti, Priti means pleasure or love. Love for living in such holy places like Nainisharana, Vrindavan, especially Nainisharana, Vrindavan, Navadvi, these are holy places. They are not within this material world. So, there is extra stimulus for spiritual advancement if one practices in the holy places. That's the path. It becomes very pivotal. Actually, we have seen in Vrindavan that most ordinary class, they come to Vrindavan for some ulterior purpose, to solve some economic problem or some other problem. But they become devotees, holy people. In our Gaudiya Math and my spiritual master, really, many men come for many purposes, but they become devotees. Later on. Here also, in our temples, so many, they come, maybe some other purposes, they become devotees. They were holy place as God. A special effect. Nathanda Thakur sings, Ananda Bala Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Chant Hare Krishna and worship Vrindavan. Hari Guru Vaishnava Majayama. Get yourself absorbed in your mind. In Hari Guru Vaishnava. Hari means the Supreme Person, the Godhead, Guru, the spiritual master, Vaishnava, the devotee. Develop your affection for Hari Guru Vaishnava. Live in Vrindavan, chant Hare Krishna, Elijah. Yes, this is the good. Three things. Any rascal, any rogue can be delivered. Simplify this word. Mone ananda bala hari bhaja vrindavan. Hari guru vaishnava, but the thing, the main principle is hari guru vaishnava majayam. So you are now constructing a nice temple. Any one of you can go there. In Navadvi also, you can go there and live. Perpetually chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna will give you all facilities. Now you have got very, very big temples there in Bombay also. So we are trying to give you all facilities for developing Krishna consciousness. But be careful, don't fall down. Then the chance is missed. That is the Nainisharan, the holy place, gone.
Such the sage who showed up his others, assembled at this holy place of Nainisharan with the program of performing a great and continuous chain of sacrificial ceremonies. Forgetful men do not know the right path for peace and prosperity. However, the sages know it well, and therefore for the good men, they are always anxious to perform acts which may bring about peace in the world.
Yes. Just like we are pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement. For the peace of the world, who can give better service to the human society than ourselves? Nobody. That's the fact. But people are not interested. Actually, they want material enjoyment. But when they are too much disturbed, because one cannot be happy by material enjoyment. That's the fact. Bishaya bishanale divanishi hiya jale. If you keep yourself on the material side, then your heart will be always blazing with material anxiety. That's the fact. You cannot avoid. Vishaya Vishanale Divanishi Hiyajal. Toriware Nakwain Upar. This is my position. My heart is always burning by material contamination. I did not do anything how to get out of it. This is the main business of your life. How it can be done? Golokera prema dhana hari nama sankirtana rotina janmila kena tar. Natan Dasthana is 17. The medicine is already there. It is imported from Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, and Hari Nama Sankirtan. But I have no attachment for it. So, why should our propaganda, we are giving the best service to the human society in the sense that we are trying to invoke him, awaken him, so that he may have a little attachment for Hari Nama Sankirtan, so that immediately he becomes free from this material anxiety and material contamination. That is our mission. We are not presenting anything, so-called mystic yoga or this or that, no. We are presenting the real medicine for getting out of this material class. Golokera Pramodhana Hari Nama Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's this method, Papi Tapi Jato Chilo Hari Name Udharilo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Prakash, his first manifestation, Nityananda Prabhu, Brajanda Nandana Jai Satishita Hailo Shai. Brajanda Nandana, Krishna. Now he has come as Satishita, not Satan. Balaram Hailo Nita. And Balaram has come as Nita. What is that business? Papi Papi Jato Shila Hari Name Udha. That is it. Simply by spreading the Sankirtan movement, he delivered all the sinful and suffering human beings. But evidence is tar shakti, because we want evidence. In everything we want to see, whether it is actually practiced. That should be intelligent. So he, Natamana Savasji, tar shakti jagayanma. Here is witness. Jagayanma. These two brothers, they are divorced, number one. They were delivered simply by this chanting Hare Krishna. And actually that is also happening now. Hari Nama Sankirtan has got so much power that any kind of sinful man, any kind of divorce can be delivered and elevate him to the highest position of Vaishnava. It is so nice.
They are sincere friends to all living entities, and at the risk of great personal inconvenience, they are always engaged in the service of the Lord for the good of all people. Lord Krishna is just like a great tree, and all others, including the demigods, men, Sikhs, Karanas, Vyatyanas, and all other living entities, are like branches, twigs, and leaves of that tree.
They are different planetary systems. What do they know, the modern science? They do not know. They are trying to go to the moon planet. That is also a failure. But in the Vedic literature, you will get all information of all the planets within this universe. You are seeing so many planets are there, twinkling. But you cannot go there. But without going there, you can take the information from Srimad Bhagavatam, because it is written by somebody who is not conditioned soul. He knows everything. That we should take knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the names of inhabitants of different planets. There is a planet, Siddhaloka. The inhabitants of that planet can fly from one planet to another without any aeroplane. And they are Siddhalok means they have called, they have all the 8 kinds of perfection in yogic practice. The so-called yogis, they are simply bluffing. One who is perfect in yoga, he will have 8 kinds of yogic perfection. He can fly in the stars without any aeroplane. Not only fly, he can transfer himself in any planet. That is highest yogic perfection. When one is able to transfer himself through this Brahmananda to any plant he likes, that is perfection of yoga. Otherwise, simply pressing nose and showing some gymnastics, and after that smoking, and then he simply pass. Simply pass. These are not yogi system. Here is yogi system. Anima, lagna, prapti, siddhi, prakamma, vishita, vashita. 8 kinds of yoga siddhi. It requires much energy, much talent. Yam, nyam, asan, pranaya, dhyan, dharana, pratyahar, samadhi. Then one comes to this position. But that is not possible in this age. You cannot follow even Jamnya. The yogi cannot sleep. He has to close the eyes half, because as soon as the eyes are closed, then the yoga system, That yoga system is not his bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is always alive. That is yoga system.
By pouring water on the root of the tree, all the parts of the tree are automatically nourished. Only those branches and leaves which are detached cannot be so satisfied. Detached branches and leaves dry up gradually, despite all watering attempts. Similarly, human society, when it is detached from the personality of Godhead, like detached branches and leaves, it's not capable of being watered.
The water
attempting to do so is simply...
You have seen some foliage, some leaves falling down from the tree. It becomes gradually dried up, because detached from the tree. Similarly, as soon as you become detached from Krishna, your life is like that. It will gradually dry. This is the belief. So, we are trying to, again, attach the, join this fallen leaf with the tree. That is possible. Because it is material, it is not possible. Spiritually, it is possible. So, as soon as one becomes joined, again, with Krishna, his life is again joined. Electricity, switch off. There is no power that makes the switch on again. The switch on process is Krishna consciousness. Okay.
But detached branches and leaves are not capable of being watered. And when attempting to do so, it's simply wasting his energy.
So what we'll do by pouring water on the fallen leaf, the one of many thousands of years, it will deteriorate. That's all. The real thing is to attach. Nirvandhe Krishna Sambandhe. Nirvandhe Krishna Sambandhe. Here, one has to be attached to Krishna consciousness. Anasaptasya Vishaya. And detached from this material engine. Then his life is perfect. Anasaptasya Vishaya. Vishaya means this eating, sleeping, making, and spending. This is called Vishaya. Anasaptasya. One should be detached from these four things and attached to Krishna, then his life. We have got attachment, propensity, but we are falsely attached to this eating, sleeping, making. That is to be transferred to Krishna, then your life is happy.
Yeah. modern materialistic society is detached from its relation to the Supreme Lord, and all of the plans which are being made by atheistic leaders are sure to be baffled at every step.
Yes, that is our prediction. No, this, any plan that is becoming baffled, practically you can see. Formerly they, when we are students, they invented legal nation. That became useless. Now they have invented united nation. This is already useless. So this kind of plan will never make you happy. This plan to be attached to Krishna, then it is.
If they do not wake up to this, in this age, the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord is a prescribed method for waking up. The ways and means are most scientifically protected by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and intelligent persons may take advantage of his teachings in order to bring about real peace and prosperity. Srimad Bhagavatam is also presented for the same purpose, and this will be explained more specifically later in the text.
Thank you. Thank you.